Ben snatched up his lightsaber and jumped over the log, then saw Tahiri charging back out of the trees, bloody and battered, but still swatting Terran's blaster bolts back at her. He activated his own lightsaber and stepped forward to defend the Haven, then watched in amazement as Tahiri deactivated her lightsaber and launched herself in a high arc toward the shaft, one hand stretching toward the warhead.
Uh-oh.
Ben opened himself to the Force and reached out for the warhead, grasping for it with his mind. Saw it rising off its broken litter, starting to float toward the shaft. Blast! He raced forward, gathering himself to spring, and heard Terran calling behind him.
Ben! Ben, wait! No!
But Ben was already somersaulting after Tahiri, dropping down into the shaft above her. As they fell, she whirled around and brought her blade up, slashing at his neck, but not quickly enough to prevent him from blocking. He countered with a snap kick to the spine. That drew a pained grunt and sent her sailing into the wall. Still falling, she came tumbling back at him, double slashing at his midsection, then planting a boot in his ribs that drove the wind from his lungs and sent him slamming into the rocky wall. He tumbled out of control for an instant, plummeting through the darkness, then used the Force to bring himself under control. Tahiri's blade came weaving at him out of the murk, and Ben realized he had lost his night vision goggles. He blocked, blocked again, then realized he had left his stomach wide open, and still managed to get his blade down a split second before Tahiri pressed her advantage. Gasping in relief, she'd had him, but she had been too slow again. He kicked off her hip and hit the wall behind him, then used the Force to stick himself against it, hard. It was a hot, painful way to slow his descent, but it was better than the alternative. Ben saw a glow above him and looked up to see Tahiri doing the same thing on the opposite side of the shaft. He pressed harder, slowing his descent more, so she would not have the altitude advantage, then heard a loud splash below as the warhead reached the bottom. Water. Great. Tahiri pushed away from the wall, dropping toward him behind a wild cyclone of kicking boots and slashing blade. Tahiri dropped past, splashed into the water, then screamed and went silent. Ben hit a half second later. After a few moments, Ben managed to float to the surface. He turned and found the silhouette of Tahiri's head and shoulders about 3 meters away, her lightsaber between them, but not attacking. Her free hand stretched toward a line of lights blinking in the distinctive 3 red, 2 yellow, 1 green pattern of the Baradium warhead.
Tahiri, you don't want to do that!
Ben tried to stand and immediately sank back to his knees in the wet mud.
I know you don't, because you're no better suited to being a Sith apprentice than I was.
Tahiri glanced over, but kept her hand stretched toward the warhead.
Stay out of it, Ben. You don't have to get hurt. See? That's what I mean. If you were Sith material, you wouldn't care whether I got hurt. You wouldn't have gotten so mad when you killed Chivu. I don't like killing anyone, Ben,
Tahiri said. She switched her free hand to her lightsaber, so that now she was holding it in a powerful two-handed grip.
That doesn't mean I ever hesitate,
Ben snorted.
You're not even a good liar.
He started to knee-walk toward the warhead.
I'd have thought Kydus would have taught you that much.
Tahiri held her blade in front of Ben's chest.
I'm not lying, Ben.
Then you'll have to prove it, Ben said.
He brought his own blade up and pressed it against Tahiri's, forcing it aside.